From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Libyan forces are unleashing airstrikes on rebel positions around Ras Lanuf, a key oil port on the Mediterranean coast. Groups fighting to oust leader Muammar Gaddafi say they can take the troops by ground but are outgunned by air and are appealing for international help. President Obama says his administration and NATO are still considering a military response to the violence. In a joint news conference with visiting Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard, President Obama pledged solidarity with the Libyan people.
The bottom line is I think Australia and the United States stand shoulder to shoulder in sending a clear message that we stand for democracy, we stand for an observance of human rights, and that we send a very clear message to the Libyan people that we will stand with them.
NATO is drawing up contingency plans for operations to protect civilians in Libya while stressing it has not yet been asked to get involved. But as Terry Schultz reports, the NATO chief also says he doesn't believe the international community will allow the bloodshed to continue indefinitely.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen makes clear he's keeping a close eye on the actions of Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi.
We find it outrageous what is going on in Libya. If these systematic attacks against the Libyan people continue, it may amount to crime against humanity.
Though the alliance has received no request nor thus a mandate to play any role in the Libyan crisis yet, Rasmussen has asked military planners to prepare a strategy in case that changes. And he seems to think that's highly possible if Gaddafi doesn't end his attacks on civilians.
I can't imagine the international community and the United Nations stand idly by.
Defense ministers meet here Thursday, with Libya topping the agenda. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
The escalating violence is sending oil prices surging today. They topped $105 a barrel so far, and that's taking its toll on the price of regular gas, which has risen more than 30 cents in the last 2 weeks. Danielle Carson reports what Americans can expect in the coming months.
Gas station owners are changing the prices on their pumps almost daily. Moody's analytics economist Chris Lafakis says each dollar increase in the price of oil translates to about 2.5 cents at the pump.
There shouldn't be too much of an increase in gasoline prices, maybe something on the order of 5 to 10 cents per gallon. But that depends on the unrest in Libya not spreading to Saudi Arabia and Iran.
If the White House opens the spigot on the country's strategic petroleum reserve, it could supply domestic refineries with 4 million barrels of oil a day and push down prices. But some economists don't think rising gas prices are a true emergency to justify tapping into the reserves. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The Dow's now down nearly 1% at 12,062. NASDAQ down more than 2% at 2,726. This is NPR News. It's been another turbulent weekend in Ivory Coast. Former rebels are reported to have seized another town in the lawless West. And as NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton tells us, supporters of the disputed leader have ransacked houses of officials in his presidential rival's government.
Witnesses report hordes of youth supporters of Laurent Gbagbo looting the properties of a number of Alassane Ouattara's allies in the commercial capital Abidjan while the police looked on. Meanwhile, there have been renewed clashes in western Ivory Coast between troops loyal to Gbagbo and former rebels who back Ouattara and control the north of the country. Pro-Ouattara soldiers seized Tout le Pleu, close to neighboring Liberia, causing another wave of refugees across the border. Ivory Coast has been in deadly political limbo since a disputed election in November. A panel of presidential mediators has invited both Ouattara and Gbagbo to the African Union headquarters for talks on Thursday. Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
The U.S. Supreme Court is siding with a death row inmate in Texas who is fighting for the right to perform genetic testing on crime scene evidence in a bid to prove his innocence. The high court ruled 6-3 that Hank Skinner can pursue his legal claims, which means he will not be executed while his case is pending. Skinner was convicted in the murders of three people. A winter storm is generating heavy rain, ice, and as much as 30 inches of snow in some parts of northern New England. In Vermont, a 10-mile stretch of Interstate 89 was shut down today. Upstate New York was hit by more than 2 feet of snow and freezing rain. Across the region, schools and state offices were closed today. More than 50,000 people lost electricity. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.